You are a matter of opinion, a selfish decision, a part of a system by which I abide, a bridge to a schism that hinders my living. I've based your existence on your place in my mind. But now you are gone, you've traveled beyond the fickle thought pattern under which you were drawn. And now in third person, I'll watch this get worse and disperse all these verses to try and move on. But what a lost cause, no cause for this loss, beyond what I thought was a justified pause to process the matter of us and together. You clearly knew better, I clearly need God. And with that confession, I swallow my lesson. I pray for some grace to slaughter my heart, to sever the tether that caused me to follow it. Largely my sin, but now hardly a part of me. God is the giver of grace, and I give him my praise for the system he made when he sent down a savior. But here I am finding unfortunate timing from which has resulted a new desperation. You are a matter of fact, however I act, whatever I think. Your life is for God, you're totally free, and by that admission I ask you the question of whether or not you would give grace to me. You are a palindrome, beautiful either way, with or without me, you are great. Your spirit is sensitive, damn the whole world, were the world to degrade. Such a beautiful girl, that thought is the notion behind the commotion, now consuming my thoughts and fickle emotions. You don't fear reality, and yet your mentality maintains a purity, it radiates avidly. What purpose resides in the designation of life? To defend what is pure from ambivalent crimes. I'm a man in a world that cannot decide if God made it so or if man made up lies. And I fear what is not, a fear that I ought to maintain all the same. It's the fear that I've got, it's anxiety. Find brief relief, I know I've let go of protecting her need. My right to protect her is less than conjecture. The best way to bless her is by letting her be.